Hello and welcome to People First. In the special Women's History Month episode, we're spotlighting women reshaping African entrepreneurship. Today, I'm joined by Stephanie Durand from Meraki Tech and Guguletu or Gugu Malangu from House Harvest. Two women, two industries, technology and agriculture, but one mission: building solutions rooted in African realities and driven by purpose. Hello, Stephanie. Hello, Gugu. Thank you both for being here. Let's start by really getting to know you. Stephanie, for listeners meeting you for the first time, when you walk into a room and introduce yourself, who are you and what is Meraki Tech?
Hello, Ramat. Good to be here with you. I'm Stephanie Durand. I'm the founder of Meraki Tech. We are a technology-based company. We build AI-powered solutions for businesses, African businesses, and we also train individuals on how to actually use these technology solutions that we build.
Gugu, your turn. Tell us about yourself and House Harvest.
My name is Guguletu Mahlangu. I am the CEO of House Harvest, a climate smart farm that deals with aquaponics and hydroponics, indigenous foods, and working with communities, women and youth, in training them to understand climate smart systems.
You grew up seeing food grown, not just bought. How did that upbringing shape your path into agriculture?
I grew with my mom and dad, and I was fortunate enough to still have my great-grandmother as well as my grandmothers from both sides of the family, and they were subsistence farmers within their community. They taught me a lot about food resilience, about growing your own food. My upbringing showed me a lot of possibilities with women at the forefront. So I'm really grateful for that.
That image, women at the forefront, feeding families and communities, is such a powerful starting point. Speaking of agriculture transformation, let me bring in AgriConnect here. It is one of the World Bank Group's strategic priorities. By helping farmers increase productivity, access financing, and connect to agricultural value chains, we can scale impact, create jobs, and reduce poverty. You've both built something with clear vision. Stephanie, what was the starting spark for Meraki Tech?
Okay, Meraki Tech started from a frustration, seeing first that a lot of the tools that were used in our African markets, 90% were imported from other countries, and they didn't really meet the needs of the local population. So that frustration is what led me to believe we can make a change by creating solutions that are thought by Africans that take into account how we live, how we spend, how we communicate, and really truly meet the needs of the people.
Turning frustration into solutions. Gugu, what about you? When did your journey in agriculture become a business?
I went through a lot of trials and tribulations. I thought I was ready to start a business, and unfortunately all my cabbages drowned, the wrong crop at the wrong season. So I was really a rookie and undermined the hard work and the science of agriculture. Eventually, I got a mentor from Zimbabwe. He taught me everything I know on a large scale. And that's when I decided to formally start my business with the help of a lot of people who at that time was holding my hand because they saw my determination.
From drowned cabbages to a growing business, what a turnaround, and your determination clearly paid off. Stephanie, just as you said, many digital tools aren't built for African markets. What core problems are you solving with Meraki Tech?
So we work with a lot of e-commerce, collecting payments every day. We integrate via API the local payment solution. So your Wave, your mobile money, Orange. So all of those are now platforms that we integrate with their environment. So now their client is able to pay not only with cash, but they can pay with a phone number and their digital IDs.
So you're turning everyday tools like a mobile phone into real economic access. And Gugu, on your side, how is House Harvest weaving together business and social impact?
I'm operating in a greenhouse And that means we are able to fulfill our promise to our clients that we will deliver the food no matter what the weather. So we are able to assure food security. We are doing our responsibility in terms of providing food security and food access by using climate smart solutions.
Consistent delivery, climate smart solutions, that's impressive. You're tackling food insecurity, water scarcity, and climate resilience through sustainable innovation. Stephanie, tell us about a woman whose journey changed through Meraki Tech.
We have actually a few.
So we worked with UNPD to train the Association of Women Who Make Shea Butter and Peanut Butter in the north of Côte d'Ivoire. So they organize themselves in small associations, but they have an overproduction of their shea butter because they're not able to sell them fast enough. So what we did is first we trained them on how to create content, how to create their own social media accounts, show their process, how they're making the shea butter and post it. And by doing that, they started getting comments. Oh, how can we contact you? Where can we find you? How can we order? This is like supernatural. So they've been now getting requests to ship to Ghana, to ship to Liberia, like all the neighboring countries that they never had access to before because they were just word of mouth selling.
From word of mouth to cross-border orders, that's a big shift. How about within your team? Anyone whose growth really inspires you?
I have a young team, which is something that I pride myself in. A lot of them started as interns and stayed over the years. What I like about my team is the ability for them to pivot from one field to another. So they're able to switch from like, oh, we're testing an application to now we're doing marketing for this client.
I love that your team thrives on learning and agility. It's the future of tech right here. Now, Gugu, let's talk women in agriculture. It's still a male-dominated sector, but what unique strengths do women bring to the field?
Agriculture definitely is a male-dominated space, especially in South Africa. As a woman in the space, I have noticed women becoming more successful in agriculture, particularly because women have a more holistic view on food systems. They focus on health and nutrition and on feeding their families and communities. In as much as you're running a business, you're dealing with people and you're dealing with health.
You're reminding us that food is never just a product. It's health, dignity, and care. You're also a podcaster, and you've been growing a community of farmers through your platform, hashtag FarmSpacesAfrica. Tell us more about that.
So hashtag FarmSpaces was a project that I started in 2020, where Twitter, now known as X, decided to launch its Spaces, which is the podcast version on their platform. I was looking to connect with farmers and to learn from farmers because I am quite active on Twitter. I am able to get all the farmers I follow in one room and we can have a topic about carrot production or spinach production or how to get land or what's the best place to buy fertilizer for a cost-effective price. So that is how Farm Spaces was born. And I changed it from Farm Spaces to Farm Spaces Africa because social media connected me with other African farmers. And the beauty about agriculture is that we all speak the same language.
I like that image. Farmers across the continent speaking the same language of the land, sharing knowledge and lifting each other up, especially women farmers finding their voice together. Stephanie, let's shift back to tech. Picture a young woman in Abidjan or anywhere in the world who loves tech but feels overwhelmed and doesn't know where to begin. What three steps can she take in the next 6 months to start her journey in tech or AI?
I always encourage people to really start from the basics. You don't need to learn how to code. You need to understand how the code is able to create something tangible. A lot of the courses are now free. The second step is to start testing it yourself, start using it on small projects. I encourage a lot of young people to do freelance work, like free work, offer to work on small projects with someone, and then you get to have that little practice, the little experience that you can put on your CV. And then the last step will be now try interning at an actual company who's doing what you want to do. And a lot of those companies love to hire young people who are just started.
Take note, this is solid advice, simple, practical, and empowering. Google for someone dreaming of sustainable agriculture, but without land and experience, where should they begin?
I think you're asking the right person, because that is exactly how I started my agricultural journey, with no knowledge, with no connections, with no land, with no money at all. And agriculture has always been at the depths of my heart. I knew I wanted to do something in agriculture, but at that time, because of the lack of knowledge, I kind of glamorized what it means to be a farmer until I actually got to planting. Fortunately, I realized that this is an industry with a lot of opportunities, especially if you're a young woman. And I persisted. I did a lot of working for other people's farms. And, you know, when you show that you're committed, people around you tend to want to help you with resources and information. Your commitment will be a ticket to unlocking a lot of opportunities.
That line, your commitment is the ticket, is such a powerful message for anyone starting from zero. Let's wrap up with a rapid fire round for Women's Month. Short answers only. One bold move you want women listening to make this year.
Apply to the job, apply to the opportunity. Don't overthink it.
To take up a lot of space and let their voice and excellence shine.
Beautiful. One thing you want our listeners to remember from this conversation.
We need to be the actors of the changes we want to see happen on the continent. And we need all of them to do that.
You can start with nothing and grow into something.
Stephanie and Gugu, thank you for joining us today and for reminding us that innovation grows wherever women lead with purpose, and that unlocking the full potential of women and girls is essential for powering economies and transforming lives.
Thank you, Rama. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Rama. I appreciate it.
This is how we'd like to end this episode of People First Podcast. I'm Rama George, and the entire production team joins me in wishing you a happy Women's History Month. You can stay connected by following us on your favorite podcast platform. If you haven't yet, subscribe, rate, and review us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and BanqueMondiale.org, because guess what? We also feature some episodes in French. Join us next time for another episode of People First. Thank you for tuning in.